From Quality Radio Productions, it's Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with one lengthy piece of music from Ghazal, musicians hailing from India and Iran. The group fuses the ancient classical musical traditions of Persia and India. At Ghazal's core are Kayan Kalor on Komanch, a predominantly bowed stringed instrument indigenous to Persia, and from India on sitar and vocals, Shujat Hussein Khan. They're joined by several percussionists, including Swapan Chowdhury on tabla. This is the opening track off of their release, Moonrise Over the Silk Road, Fire in My Heart. combining the ancient classical music traditions of India and Iran, music of Ghazal, Fire in My Heart, the opening track from their album Moonrise Over the Silk Road. We'll begin this set of sounds from the Global Village in Chile as we turn to Noche de Brujas, one of the most popular bands in the style of Tropical from that South American nation. This is a track from their album Me Gusta Todo de Ti, I Like Everything About You. It's the opening track, Más que una Vida.
Thank you.
That's music from Ian Carmichael on banjo. Ian is from Scotland, and he possesses a love not only for Celtic music, but also for Americana, especially bluegrass, one of his biggest influences early on being banjo master Earl Scruggs. Ian spent several years here in the States studying the art of the bluegrass banjo and also attending various bluegrass festivals. He has since returned to Scotland, where he made this album, 10 Years On, where he collaborated with several musicians from Edinburgh's thriving Americana scene. We listen to the track Whiskey. Ian now lives in Ireland and is part of that country's Celtic and Americana scene. Before that, an authentic field recording made in the rainforests of southeastern Cameroon from the album Heart of the Forest. Field recordings of the Baka Pygmies residing there. We listen to a piece entitled Eya, performed by Toji on the Ngombe Na Peke. The Ngombe Na Peke, a stringed instrument with harp-like qualities. And we began the set with some Musica Tropical from Chile, from Noche de Brujas. Más que una vida, from Me Gusta Todo de Ti. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I am Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And this is program number 1531. We'll begin our final set of the hour in Madagascar, listening to music of the Justin Valley Trio. Justin is a master of the valley, which is another harp-like instrument. Indigenous to Indonesia originally, it was imported to Madagascar. It's a bamboo harp with strings stretched across the cylindrical body and attached to gourds at either end of the instrument. The trio also utilizes other instruments, including guitar, percussion, and voice. They're joined by Italian percussionist Carlo Rizzo for an album originally released on Peter Gabriel's Real World label in the early 90s. We'll listen to a track from that release, also available on an early compilation from the label entitled Real World Presents. It's called My Marina. Thank you.
patalala kuwala anini kiduna na yinu kiyanta tsimikebdebi satiyande mani tara ya wambune ni naruni diyanyo refa matoki ni marana nizi tsimisa yai kawo au yawe ema nofa ni marana ya nizala ni marana le kumpa yetu mangala po ni marana le kia marana
نصيب بمن أسيكم نصيبي من مآسيكم نصيبي من مآسيكم أناديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي ولا صغرت أكتافي وقفت بوجه ظلامي يتيما عاريا حافي حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي وما نكست أعلامي وصنت العشب فوق قبور أسلافي أناديكم أشد على أيدي
That's music from Canane, a sextet from Sonora State, Mexico, taking their name from the name of an Andean princess who, according to legend, married a Spanish conquistador without the consent of the Spanish colonial government or the consent of her tribe. As such, she and her husband were pursued by their enemies. She prayed to the great bird god, asking for protection from those enemies. The bird god accommodated by turning Princess Kenane into a bamboo shoot and turning her husband into an armadillo so that they could go unnoticed. We listen to a track from their self-titled release, Kenane, released by the Celestial Harmonies label in the early 90s. It is entitled Bonita, or Pretty One. Before that, music from Abed Azriye, born in Aleppo, Syria. He eventually moved to Paris. He performs music based on ancient Arabic and Sumerian texts, combining Eastern and Western instruments, ranging from the ney flute and the kanun to violin and even synthesizers, in a beautiful atmospheric setting. We listen to a track from his album Aromet, also released in the early 1990s. It's entitled Le Baiser de la Terre, or I Kiss the Ground. And we began the set with some music from the Justin Valley Trio, hailing from Madagascar and featuring the Valley bamboo harp. Justin performs on the Valley in a rather unorthodox way. Most players traditionally pluck the strings with their fingertips. Justin plucks the strings with his fingernails. As such, the sound is not as smooth as a traditional Valley player's sound would be. We listen to My Marina from the compilation Real World Presents, an early sampler from Peter Gabriel's Real World Records. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you again for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this musical trip around the world. I look forward to your company again soon, when together we will once more explore our world through music. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.